Hello, and welcome to our podcast, The Not-So-Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. Once again, my name is Laura Vogt. I'm the Associate Director for Marketing and Communications for the College of Engineering. This week, we're going to spend some time getting to know the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence with two students that know and understand the inner workings, Bradley Siemens, one of our tutors, and Natalie Selt, one of the student assistants. So welcome. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks.
Natalie, this is the second time that I've gotten you to be on the podcast. So thank you for coming back again. Last time you were telling us about your experience as a first-year student. Can you reintroduce yourself to our listeners? What is your major, some clubs and organizations that you're involved in, and maybe something that you really enjoy about being a Berkeley Engineering student?
Yes, of course. Thank you for having me back. As Laura mentioned, my name is Natalie, and I'm a third-year bioengineering student concentrating in cell and tissue engineering. And since my freshman year, I've been involved in the bioprinting club and just stayed involved in that, but I've dabbled in the Biomedical Engineering Society, as well as the Society of Women Engineers and the outreach events that they have held, and I participate in regenerative and aging research here on campus. And one of my favorite things about being a Berkeley engineer, although it's cliche, just like the people, the friends that I've made, just each and every one of us has a unique passion, and so it's something I never heard about, but people are always willing to share. So just communicating and networking.
Awesome. Well, thank you. Thank you for joining me again on the podcast. Bradley, your turn. Can you tell us about yourself, your major, your student organizations, and something that you enjoy about being a Berkeley engineering student?
Cool. Thanks for having me. As introduced, my name is Bradley, and I'm a fourth year mechanical engineering student minoring in electrical engineering and computer science. And some of the organizations and clubs that I'm a part of include Enable Tech, a club where we make assistive technology for disabled people, Hispanic Engineers and Scientists, and Progressive Student Association. I'm also involved with intramural soccer, and definitely one of the greatest things I think about being part of the Berkeley engineering community is similar to what Natalie said, just being able to get to know people and really learn about each other's passions. Because when you get another engineer to like open up and like share about the thing that really fascinates them, it's really cool to learn and just get to know them as a person that way.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, thank you for being here with us today. And so we're all here because I want to talk about the Center for Access to Engineering Excellence, or as I'm going to be referring it to it, either the CAEE or the Center, and how it's still going to be able to serve and support our students remotely. So have either of you had experience with CAEE before you started working there?
Yeah, I can take that one. For my freshman year, my friends would often congregate at the CAE. I wasn't really sure what they offered. I was kind of unaware, but it was one of the hubs of Berkeley engineers, and I always felt welcome there, and it was just very pleasant, and just a place where you could get tutoring and talk to peers in a nice environment.
Excellent. Bradley, did you have any?
Yeah, definitely. Freshman year, I took E7, which is an intro to programming for engineers. And as someone that was very scared by programming, I started having a lot of difficulty in the class. And by week three, I was like, yeah, I can't do this. Going to office hours, I didn't get enough help. And then someone was like, hey, you should check out the CAEE. And then I went there and I was able to get really good tutoring. So I reliably go every week for that class. And I can say for sure that I would not have passed that class without the CAEE. So very useful.
Oh, I'm so glad that you both found the support that you needed there to get through the, especially that first year of school when you're switching things over and having to learn a new way of learning. So Natalie, let's get to know the CAE a little bit better. Can you give us an overview of the center and the resources that it has available for students?
Yeah, of course. So of course the setting will be different this semester, but nevertheless, the environment and the welcoming promotion of diversity and inclusion that we champion here is going to be the same. So essentially what we offer is tutoring services. That's our hallmark service, but we also offer resources such as workshops, which are going to be listed and we'll talk about more later. So tutoring services, as well as just study lounges for students.
And Bradley, can you tell us how students can access the tutoring schedule?
Yeah, for sure. So you can access it directly from the link, which is engineering.berkeley.edu/academic-success. But I always find it difficult to remember links. And I found if you just search Berkeley Engineering Tutoring on Google, it'll take you straight to the link where you can find everything about the CAEE. And then just one more click away is access to the different tutors and what time certain classes are tutored.
Natalie, once students are able to see the schedule, what's the login process going to be like for them to get into our CAE virtual front desk?
Yeah, so the login process will be quite simple. We'll have one link for the CAE virtual environment, and then from there, students will be asked to sign in or fill out a sign-in form by the student assistants. And then from there, we will put students into the respective breakout room for the tutoring session that they are looking for.
So it's going to be a little easier in the sense that they only have to go one place. They don't have to look around trying to find where a tutor is located.
Yeah, exactly. Just one stop. And then from there, we're just going to help you.
Excellent. And Bradley, we've made a webpage devoted to our engineering tutors. So what do you think is, or why do you think that was important? And how should we students use the information that we provided to get to know the tutors better?
It definitely helps just make the tutor more of a person or a friend that you know that you can go and ask questions from. Like, I think especially in the transition to the online environment, it's much more difficult to meet people like in video chat. And so just knowing a little bit about them, their major, it helps to be able to be, okay, I know a bit about this person. You feel a lot more comfortable asking questions.
And Natalie, is there also, we also have a page for the student assistants. So are students able to reach out to you if they see that you're involved in something that they want to know more about, or if they have questions about classes that you might have taken since you're in the same major?
Yes, of course. So yeah, that's why we have our short bios. We want to make ourselves more personable, and students are more than welcome to reach out to us, I believe via email that is attached in our student profile. And yeah, we are more than happy to answer any questions and start any conversations.
And Bradley, can you tell us a little bit more about what a group tutoring session is like and how do you use that time?
Sure. So often I tutor people individually, but especially for a particular class, CS61B, which is Data Structures and Algorithms, you get a large influx of people coming in around certain project due dates. And so we do these group tutoring sessions where you'll get 2 to 3 people usually, and you get them to work on the same problem. And that way they can work together and then ask the tutor when they have questions based off what they can figure out as a group. And so it makes it a lot more efficient to get help to the people that need it.
And is there anything a student can do ahead of time to make sure they get the most out of that group tutoring session?
I would say the biggest thing is just making sure that you sort of have a list of questions ahead of time. That way, when you're talking to the people in the group, you can bring your questions out and see if you can get quick solutions or if it's going to take some more time to figure out and you'll have to ask the tutor.
So Natalie, I know that when we're on campus that we have a lending library that people can get clothing sometimes and books and computers, but since we're not on campus, we aren't going to be able to offer that support. Do you know of another way that students can get support in terms of technology needs?
Yeah, of course. So there is a student tech services. It's like a free student support for all graduate and undergraduate students. And they offer a lot of help in regards to troubleshooting any Wi-Fi problems, installing software, but they can also direct you to resources that involve like laptop lending. There's also something called the STEP program. And so that is highly touted for anyone who needs those resources.
And you also touched on this a little bit earlier about the workshops that the CAE has planned for the semester. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about those?
Yeah, of course. So we have a link that will be attached in the podcast, I believe. And basically, we're going to have upcoming workshops are like online success, how to apply to graduate school, a LinkedIn workshop, and there's going to be many more throughout the semester that you will all be able to access via that link. But basically, just very friendly environment, relatable way of just exploring and hacking the ways through Berkeley Engineering.
And I like the idea that you have the CAE virtual front desk. So if somebody just needs that personable connection, what are the hours like if they just want to be able to log on and connect with someone?
Yeah, so the hours will be 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And on Fridays, we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Oh, so there's quite a bit of time for people to reach out if they need to.
Yes.
And is there anything that we haven't talked about that either of you would like to share with our students?
I think more than anything, since we were talking about the CAE, finding a community of any kinds. I feel like the CAE is a great place for this virtual environment particularly. I think we just need to hold each other accountable and find ways to connect and just be personable, even on a virtual campus. I think that's more important than ever, finding people to talk to and relate your struggles, because we're not alone in this. And the CAE is a great place to start if you just want to find someone to talk to.
Awesome. Bradley, is there anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I had two main things. So the first one is a lot of the tutors often log in for several hours. And so that means that during the work time, sometimes we'll step out for a drink of water, a snack, use the bathroom. So if you ever join a tutor's call and you don't get like response within 5 seconds, make sure you make yourself heard. Just be like, hey, or text in the chat. That way that the tutor knows that you're there. And then the second thing is just anytime you first start with the tutor, it would be cool to like introduce yourself. And since you know a bit about the tutor, just share similar things about yourself. So the tutor's a lot better at being able to explain things to you, knowing a bit about your background.
Oh, great. I hadn't even thought of that. Make sure, since you're going in and knowing a little bit, it's kind of nice if you get to share that knowledge about each other.
Exactly.
Well, thank you both so much for being here today. Bradley and Natalie, I really appreciate your time and talking a little bit more about the CAEE. I'm excited. The schedule is going to be up, I believe, starting September 14th, and we'll be sharing more about it in the ESS newsletter. So thank you both for coming.
Thank you.
And thank you to all of our listeners for tuning in to the Not So Secret Guide to Being a Berkeley Engineer. I look forward to podcasting with you next week.